Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, your mob, to Delhi. All right, yes, it happened in Canberra. We're talking Converge Canberra 2024, and that's First Nation Media Conference, and that went down really well, and we're going to catch up with Yana and talk about that space. Here we are in this industry, and very excited to be in this industry. We're going to talk to the CEO of First Nation Media Australia. We have Wally Tallis on the line. Wally, good morning. How are you, brother?
Good morning, my brother, and thank you very much to BBM for inviting me on your show. Too deadly.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much. Before we start, Cuss, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Wally.
Western Island of the Torres Straits, got connections to St. Paul's, Mauer and Mulbiag, plus got extended family connection to the Birriggubba people around Townsville and Eyre and Bowen there, brother. So got big family mob there.
Big family mob. Fruit salad. Big shout out to all your mob. Fantastic, brother. Let's talk about this fantastic conference, Converge on Canberra 2024, that happened a couple of weeks ago now. A good turn-up of First Nation media. Tell us how the conference went, brother.
Yeah, first on the turnout, brother, we had, first time ever, we had 100 of our brothers and sisters from all across the nation, First Nation broadcasters, producers, you know, just general people in our multimedia sector. So, you know, from all parts of Australia, remote, urban, regional, mob from Western Australia, NT, South Australia, all come together and converged on Converge in Canberra to come together. So, you know, very, very, very successful turnout. You know, for us, the most important thing was having our mob there to connect and come together and have that voice. So, you know, it was inspiring to see so many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander brothers and sisters from all around Australia.
Look, media is a voice for our people, it's how we communicate with our mob, whether it be here we are on radio, whether it be print, whether it be TV, NITV. It is a very powerful vehicle as such, and it's great that we have a black space, and so we should on the big island in Australia. So the importance of having a black media is so important, is it not, Wally?
Yeah, definitely. Like you just touched on, you know, just the voice of our people, but so many other things. We're an employment agency, and many of these remote communities, we're a hub where community can go to. We're an opportunity for upcoming artists to express themselves and record. And, you know, your Baker Boys, they come through First Nations media. And, you know, this is the opportunity to have that. But more importantly for our non-Indigenous listeners, it's about wonderful, the ability to connect with the wider Australia and for them to appreciate our culture and to talk about the positive things that happen through our lives. You know, a lot of the mainstream media, unfortunately, are always reporting on the negative stuff.
Well, exactly.
And that's not what our culture is about. So First Nations media is about that. They're also about preserving language and celebrating our culture. So, you know, it's an important part of community broadcasting and the wider broadcasting sector. But, you know, also, too, you touched on The Voice. You know, last year, whatever that referendum says, I've been saying to people for a long time, we've had voices in media for over 30, 40 years.
Yeah, thank you, yes.
And it's important to talk about local issues. You know, governments need to understand that engaging with local people around local issues is important and how the best outcomes can achieve. And First Nations people are a part of this wonderful place we call Australia.
Exactly.
So whether it's disability people, women or whatever, First Nations people, and the media plays an important role and making sure that we bring those stories to light. We celebrate our culture, but we also have those difficult conversations, and that's the role First Nations media must play, and it's important that we survive.
So true, so true. Now, here we are sitting in the 21st century, 2024. The conversation down there, one of the conversations was digital inclusion. What does that mean for the sector?
Well, unfortunately, in Australia 2024, we still don't have every part of Australia connected and digitized. We've got people who don't have TV connectivity, and, you know, we've got all these transformers, so it's the strength of the government that they've identified that, and they've invested in making sure that all parts of Australia, where our, you know, black and white brothers and sisters are there, and making sure that they are connecting in Wi-Fi and, you know, having the opportunity to, you know, I don't do it myself around TikTok and that, but having that social media platforms to stay connected, making sure people have accessibility to get employment and promote their business. So You know, digital inclusion is about that. It's about making sure that we have all parts of Australia connected, and there's parity. We shouldn't in 2024 have a country as rich as we are with the resources we got, not having people from all across Australia connected through a digital platform. And so I commend the government for investing. I think it's over $68 million just in the First Nations space to make sure we've got digital inclusion and training our mob up. But it's so important. And,
of course it is.
You know, it's part of that parity and prosperity that First Nations people need and, should I say, deserve.
And look, First Nation Media Association call for action. What are the key calls for action for Indigenous media, my brother?
Yeah, well, we got 10 of them. We just talked about digital inclusion, but the main ones really are about, unfortunately, our media sector for over 20 years now has not even had indexation. All Australians are feeling cost of living pressures, but so are our businesses. So we haven't had any raise or increase. So when we call about additional funding, it's not about more funding. It's about it's actually about putting our funding on parity and on equal to what the rest of our mainstream broadcasters are getting in regards to indexation. So funding is one of it. Employment, we play a big part in regards to making sure our mob get jobs. There's training needs we're calling for. Digitisation, like we just discussed, was one of the other calls for actions. And otherwise, around infrastructure investment. You know yourself from working in multimedia and the technology. We've got an advancing digital economy where technology is changing. You know, what are we up to now? iPhone 15, I still got that iPhone 6 and 7.
Yeah, gotcha. So exactly, exactly.
Technology. We just turned off 3G.
So we're talking about all the devices and everything like that. We've got to be front and centre. We've got to be up with white media, mainstream media.
100%. 100%. Exactly. That's the message of what we're First Nations. We don't ask for more. We ask to come to the starting line.
Yeah.
And that's important. Like, it's a fair go for all Australians.
Fair
that's
go.
What I was raised up to be, and we've got to do, and you know, these call for actions are straightforward things. You know, we need the capital investment, we need the infrastructure, we need the funding, we need to control our broadcasting. A lot of people understand under a community broadcast license, you're only allowed to advertise for 5 minutes. Is that enough to make us sustainable? We want to be self-empowered. We don't want to be sitting there asking government for money all the time.
Yes, exactly.
So how do we actually start changing the broadcasting license? Well, we're getting wonderful sponsors, what you have in your radio station, to keep us viable, to promote them. It's a win for the sponsors. It's a win for us.
Well, exactly. So we're not talking about a hand out here, a hand up. If we've got the money to run the sector, so to speak, the sector itself becomes a financial vehicle. It can make its own money, can it not?
It can, and that's exactly what it's about. But it also benefits things. Like, you look at the closing the gap agenda. How many times do we have people in community who really don't understand it? It's not black and white thing. We don't know half the time what government's talking about.
Yeah.
That's the vehicle by which First Nations media, who connects locally. You've got a local product, Cairns-based, services that region. All those wonderful people there, black and white, who listen to your radio station, they need to be informed, and that's what community broadcasting is about. If we lose that, we're going to just stick with the big four. We don't want that.
No, we don't want that. Exactly. My brother, Dele Yanuji, thank you very much once again. Congratulations on the conference down in Canberra, Converge 2024. Huge success and hearing your feedback. This is our sector, and we're yarning on one of the vehicles that drive in the sector, Bummer Bipper National Talk Black. Thank you for your yarn, my brother. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll be in touch, eh?
Yeah, and it's an honour for Bummer Bipper to add me on there too, deadly, and stay strong.
See you, bro. Beautiful yarn there, deadly yarn there. That's Wally Teller, CEO of First Nations Media Australia, and just talking about the media conference that we had down there in Canberra. I didn't attend, unfortunately, but all good. Big shout out to the BBN crew being down there and mingling with all our other mob across this fantastic sector. We're talking print, we're talking television, we're talking radio, social media, all the above. So, look, fantastic, very important space. And like I said, Murray's been doing this show now for 11 years, and it's a voice for our people. And so very important that we do have a national sector. So fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. We're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Stay tuned, you mob, and add to the conversation, National Talk Black.
My medicine, 'cause I've been doing this for way too long now, girl. Chasing you to the end of the earth. Sorry if
crush too strong now, but the remedy lays in between your legs. Cause I've been here before, but I don't wanna be too cautious. Cause all I'm thinking, baby, is what if we fall? Girl, I feel us levitate. It's like I'm in a skyscraper. We say we too high, but have faith. And baby, I know that you are the one. And feeling like me plus you is a sum. And I don't even know what I'm saying right now. And we can figure this out.
Cause I can be the one. Let me take a dip in your waters. Backstroke your love until the morning. Cause I've been here before. But I don't wanna be too cautious. Cause all I'm thinking, baby, is what if we fall? And baby girl, you know you wanna be my oh, oh, oh yeah, be my wife, be my life. Oh, oh, oh.
What if we fall in love? What if we fall in love?
National Talk Black.
Mara Sound Production.
When I was a young boy, I used to watch my old man.
Daddy, can you lend me Badu song?
And speak Wawa. You no forget my boy.
You lock them Badu man. I sing.
And speak, I to sing you this song.
This song is called the German Mache.
Na kizaka, misaka, maika, na paiki, waura, baruya. Zena kai rama la da tayanu Ari bai bal kubi kubi age kagare Inu rata mai me
Chup 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 chup
Na kai dhaka misaka maika na pai ki vorao paru ya
Mala da tayanu.
National Talk Black.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BB and Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying, Yarn, I'm strong, you mob, too deadly. All right, Mass National, proud to support GMYPPBC at National Wards. And we're talking about Gungangi Malangupa Yidinji People's Prescribed Body Corporate Aboriginal Corporation. A mouthful, but too deadly, this mob. And they at the, well, if we're talking about Australia's best small employee at the esteemed Australian Training Awards this December. And we have Juliet Stewart on the line from Mass National Queensland, who's state manager, and also Helen Tate, GMYPPBC Aboriginal Corporation Executive Officer. Good morning, ladies. How are we?
Good morning, Trev. Good morning. Well, thanks.
Good, fantastic. Thank you for coming to the program. Start with you, Helen. Helen Tate, congratulations to your deadly mob there, being named top three finalists for the Australian's Best Small Employee of the Esteem Australian Training Awards this December. Too deadly. Congratulations.
Thanks, Trev. We appreciate it.
Fantastic. And Juliet, over to you, Mass National Queensland State Manager. Quickly give us a background of Mass National, please.
Thanks, Trev. So at Mass National, we're an Apprentice Connect provider, so we're part of the Interwork group, and we work across Queensland supporting employers, trainees and apprentices through their vocational education pathway.
Fantastic. And so we have these awards, of course, national awards every year?
Yeah, we have them every year. They start in the regions and then progress to the state awards. And the final leg is at the national awards. So this year that's being held in Canberra.
Mm. And for like an organisation like GMY and WPBC to be in the top three finalists, that is an achievement in itself, is it not?
Oh, that's a huge achievement. Yeah, it just shows the caliber of what they're doing, particularly in the conservation management industry.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's a huge achievement.
All right, thank you. Fantastic. Over to you, Helen. Now, congratulations, as I mentioned. So give us a bit of background regarding GMY and PPBC, the work that you guys do, how long you've been there as the executive officer, and tell us about the journey.
Thanks, Trav. Hi, everyone. I'm honoured to be the Executive Officer for the Gungangi Malangupa Yidinji People's Prescribed Body Corporate based in Yarrabah. We work in the GMY PBC's determination area south of the community, so from Geelgie south all the way down to the Russell River.
Mm-hmm.
We also, in 2021, we secured funding in partnership with Wet Tropics Management Authority to commence the delivery of the GMY PBC Ranger Program. And during that time, so fast forward to today,
yes,
we've actually now completed over 500 training outcomes, which is a combination of accredited and non-accredited training. So that is through the employment of our rangers. We partner with MAS,
mm-hmm,
and also TAFE Queensland and a range of other partners to deliver a combination of accredited and non-accredited training. So that could be from certificates to first aid training to dive training, which we partner with Experience Co and Marine Parks to deliver. So we now have rangers with Cert 3 in Conservation Ecosystems Management to, they all have remote first aid quals. We also have, rangers with coxswains. We have rangers with open water, advanced water, rescue dive, and also dive master qualifications. So we have a broad range of things, and then we have a whole range of non-accredited training that we do with the team to build their skills and capacity to be able to undertake their work on country safely, which is things like level one crocodile training, and we also do training with Great Barrier Reef Marine Parks Authority, which is the marine stranding training, as mm-hmm, well as compliance training. We also work really closely with JCU Trop Water, and we do seagrass monitoring, identification. We also do coral identification, and we've just recently completed a week out on the reef doing our annual reef monitoring program with the Great Reef Census. So we do such a broad range of activities from basic to make sure our staff are safe, inducting them into the workplace safely and everything that they do safely, but also advancing and developing their skills from basic range of skills all the way up into growing into leadership. So we've also started leadership training programs with our team.
Look, talk about being work ready. Look, fantastic. Congratulations. What I'm picking up, Helen, is creating these fantastic young people with a 12-pronged spear, if you look at it, in regarding targeting their future and going ahead with all these certificates. That in itself performs a strong foundation to build an empire upon.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and we have fun along the way too. Don't
of course. Worry. Thank you. That's right. Exactly. Sign me up, please.
So Julie, we have a lot of interest with and we obviously get funding support from our partners. So we're funded by the Queensland Indigenous Ranger Program, and we also partner with the Department of Employment, Small Business and Training and to deliver the Skilling Queenslanders for Work Program. And we also partner really closely with the local Workforce Australia provider, which is Woolgoonumbel. So all of our rangers have come have been unemployed, and we've engaged them from the local employment service. Some staff have, you know, that we have in the team were unemployed for long periods of time, and we've engaged them, and they've actually grown and developed, and some of them now work elsewhere. One of our rangers is now a soldier with the Australian Defence Force. One of our rangers is now working with geobiology and restoring the Great Barrier Reef. So we've got some really positive outcomes and transitional pathways for beyond our ranger program too, which is really cool.
Look, it talks about a team effort and fantastic. And like I said, once again, congratulations. Julie, when you look at something like this platform, you can see why they're in the top three finalists for the national awards. They've got a fantastic system. Everything runs by a system. And this, you could say, is a deadly system.
It's really impressive. And I think you hear Helen talk about all the great outcomes that they've achieved through over the years. I think it's really impressive and really... I'm grateful to be part of that journey.
Exactly. And when you look at it, Helen, the work that you're doing, you don't do it for any awards or recognition. You're just striving a platform and creating a pathway for, you could say, well, black successes, and you're doing just that. But it's great to get recognised. Great to get recognised.
Absolutely. Like, we didn't even know about the like the regional awards or Queensland awards or training or Australian awards when we started this. It was just that Desbert mentioned it to it, and we applied for the
just BAU.
Yeah, I think last time we spoke, Trev, we were heading just about to head to Brisbane to see if we would win the Queensland awards, which we won, which was incredible, absolutely amazing.
Yes.
And then what happened? We were then, I think every state nominates their own small employer of the year and medium and so on. And so we went up against the seven states in Australia and territories, and we were selected along with Northern Territory and Tasmania. So on next Friday, next week we go down to Canberra, participate in ambassadors workshops for the awards, and we become a part of the alumni, the Australian Training Awards alumni, and we go to the awards night on Friday night to find out whether we'll be coming home with a bronze, silver or gold.
It doesn't matter, you're still winners.
It doesn't matter, we're a winner anyway. Like, to me, it's incredible to achieve this. It was definitely, we never set out to be recognised at this national level, but wow, what a ride it's been, and what an incredible achievement it has been for our rangers, most importantly, empowering them to become a ranger and to be able to undertake that work, and most importantly, what they love best is working on country. So that's why we do what we do.
Well, exactly. Julie, just to paint the picture, Yarrabah is very strong in their rugby league space as well. When you talk about Yarrabah, the Seahawks, well, if you look at what GMYPPBC is doing, they're scoring tries left, right and centre here with the work that they're doing. So it's fantastic in the economy and for these young people to create, like I said, a pathway for their future.
Yeah, absolutely.
You there, Julie?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Yeah, no, so it's really great to see this happening. And look, congratulations, Mass National, for providing such a national award, which is fantastic space in regard to recognising and acknowledging the work that's being done. But it then also states the fact that whatever the organisation or the companies are doing, they're doing good, because the fact they're getting acknowledged nationally. So keep doing what you're doing. We need more successes in this country, and black and white, young and old. But this is a fantastic pathway.
Yeah, thanks, Pepper.
So
yeah, we're really looking forward to next Friday night and seeing the outcome. So best of luck, Helen.
Best of luck, Helen. That's a word from Juliet. Look, great
Thank
talking
you,
with you, ladies.
We're looking forward to it. We'll keep you posted, Trev.
Please do. Please do. Yes.
It'll be posted everywhere, social media, on how we, the outcome of next Friday night. So
fantastic. Well, congratulations to your team and the work that you're doing. It's a team effort. Julia, thank you for your yarn, doing a fantastic job in organising a national awards. And look, you're all winners. Fantastic, Helen. And great yarning with you. Thank you very much, girls.
Thanks so much, Trevor.
Thanks, Trevor.
Appreciate your time.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn. Beautiful yarn there. And that's Juliet Stewart, Mass National Queensland State Manager, and also yarning with Helen Tate, who's from GMY PPBC, and that's the Gunganji Malangupai Yidinji People's Prescribed Body Corporation, Corporate Aboriginal Corporation, and they've been named top three finalists for Australia's Best Small Employee of the Esteem Australian Training Awards this December. So that's happening next Friday. Fantastic. And as we stated, they are winners anyway. So whether they come back with a bronze, silver, or the gold, either way, they're still winners, and it's great to see. So the work they're doing is fantastic, and they're creating certified young ones, but also job opportunities, positive outcomes in all different industries. We're talking defence, we're talking tourism industry, we're talking parks and wildlife, all the above. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? We're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. To Delhi, Yarn Up Strong, you mob, National Talk Black.
Wishing well, and I just wanna wish you well. Got a love you can never sell. Broken heart makes you feel like a jail cell. Everybody's going through, you can never tell. I wish there was a way that I could break your shell and set your body free like you're cool as hell. While I'm free, be billy down no amusing. Not a white and no one to let you come nanina yaka nito yago wala lang malton. Pamurung burung no more dark room in the dark room, yaka yuku galkur.
Burning bright, the past is holding on so tight. I never heard the warning bell, and I just wanna wish you well. I just wanna wish you well. Side. Don't stop if it makes you feel right. Make room for the feelings you hide. Got love for the whole world, peace sign. High rise, low light, same blood as my brother on the flip side. You can't win at this game, it's a deep fate. Some things you just can't replicate. Nah, y'all getting out of lead. No more bang on the limit, come no more down. Got a cool, no sleep that I can't afford it all. Do a tricky ending, got a gang, eight time. One love.
Did you know that drinking any alcohol while you're pregnant can harm your bub? It's hard to stop drinking, but if you choose to drink alcohol while you're pregnant, it can leave your bub with all sorts of problems that can last their whole life. Remember, pregnancy and grog don't mix. If you need to yarn about it, visit your local Aponipama clinic and wellbeing centre. We're here to help. Our health and our bubba's health is in our hands.
Station sponsor.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan, or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
National Talk Black.
Melting to the sea, air pollution, too much waste, shaping destiny. The keepers of their cultural ways, ancient knowledge of the sea, protectors of their tribal land.
Sea levels to rise. Delay in global action will jeopardize the small amount of time we have left. To secure our island life into the future, Gasamana!
Keep
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji country. That's BBM, Bumrabrib Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Have you seen Yanup Strong, you mob, too deadly. All right, the Nemba and Wellman chef is sharing the healthy, the healing power of native food. We're talking about Sharon Windsor, executive chef and founder, CEO of Indigi Earth, and talk about launching her new dessert bar as a pop-up cafe in Sydney, featuring dishes like wattle seed and tiramisu and kakadu plum cheesecake and lemon myrtle and green ant meringue. Got my mouth watering here, and we have Sharon on the line. Sharon, good morning, sister. How are you?
Yeah, I'm a good morning. I'm good, thanks.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so I'm Nemba Walwan from northwest New South Wales, and I'm based on Wiradjuri country in Mudgee, central west New South Wales.
Oh, fantastic. So you are the founder and CEO of Indigi Earth. Tell the listeners who Indigi Earth is, how it started, and paint that picture there, please, sister.
Yeah, thank you. So I started a business nearly 29 years ago in Western Sydney after leaving country around Pilliga and ended up in Sydney to go to university and things like that.
And what were you studying uni? What were you studying uni?
I first started out in nursing and wasted about a year and a half of my life doing nursing.
Not
and
wasting.
I didn't like it.
all part of the journey, sister, yep. And then what happened? What happened then?
So talking about country and what fruits would be out and what I'd be missing out on, and nobody had a clue what I was talking about. And so it really led me into my journey of starting business in Western Sydney and starting a catering business to showcase native foods. And when I'd done that, people thought that I could possibly only be serving witchetty grubs or I was dragging goannas around. So there was a long journey in front of me to help.
Well, the bush tucker became educational tool as well, you know. We're not just having to do witchetty grub, hello.
it's far greater than that. So that's what led me into originally starting business. And it's evolved from there to, you know, a retail line and creating products. And I love the innovation around our native ingredients and our bush medicine and everything about what we do and what our people have survived on for 60,000 years. And the business turned into a much greater need for me, and it forever will be my healing through lots of trauma that I've been through. And I left Sydney 15 years ago because of I almost lost my life to domestic violence and depression, and after losing my first baby as well. And so it's become a tool and a necessity for survival and healing and supporting our people and women
Well, success is the best revenge. And when you're talking about doing something you're passionate about and spiritually you've been called to this space, there's the healing process. While feeding mob, while educating people, while making money, it's fantastic. I say eight-pronged spear. Too delicious.
It is. And, you know, I support, and it's not just about me. And people ask me what, you know, my biggest success is and things like that. And it's not about awards. It's not about all of that. It's the fact that I'm still here. It's my ancestors and the spirits and culture that has kept me here. And family, you know, I look after my disabled brother as well, and my business has helped support my other younger brother, who's Australia's first Indigenous Winter Olympian, and his journey to the Olympics and things like that. So it's about family, it's about us mob, it's about our people and representing our people and all my people coming on this journey with me.
Exactly. Look, a fantastic a vehicle, you could say, in more ways than one. So have you got a cafe up and running now, have you?
So I did have a cafe in Mudgee for a couple of years.
Okay.
And then now I do these amazing pop-up events in Sydney. I do a lot of work with Carriage Works in Sydney. I do really big high-end bespoke events and corporate catering and, you know, designing immersions and like dinners and experiences in Sydney, but opening a permanent space in Sydney is in the pipeline for next year.
Good.
So we will be opening a permanent space.
Beautiful.
In Sydney next
year. Beautiful. Now, you also, well, when we're talking about business, we're talking about JV, joint ventures. You have partners with such companies as Boost, you know, Commonwealth Bank, Woolworths, Westpac. Tell us about the partnership.
So some of the things that I've done last year with Boost Juice, I done a collaboration with those guys, and we done three native smoothies in every Boost Juice bar across the country. So showcasing, we had a finger lime smoothie, a Davidson plum smoothie, and a strawberry gum smoothie, and for 12 weeks.
Yes.
And so we supplied all the ingredients to all the stores and worked with those guys. And it was just a collaboration that they wanted to showcase native ingredients and do it well, and that's what real partnerships are about. It's not about, you know, ticking a box or being anything tokenistic, and just doing business and doing business the right way with our people and showcasing, you know, the beauty of our ingredients. So it was one of the most successful independent campaigns that Boost Juice has ever done. So they're the kind of things that we do. I'm the only Aboriginal-owned hospitality company that's on the panel at Carriage Works and do lots of events there. I've, you know, headlined Vivid dinners at Carriage Works this year and last year with my Warrikiri dining experience, which is a five-course degustation over over 4 hours. And where we tie in lots of culture and education. So people are learning about what they're eating, where it comes from, language, the significance, medicinal values, and the importance of supporting our people in business and the process as well. And really understanding that native foods is more than just a food on a plate. It's our connection to culture, spirituality, language, storylines, and all of that. So that real sense of, you know, people learning and embracing our food.
Well, you're a real go-getter. You're so deadly. Congratulations.
Oh,
and
look,
success breeds success. So even though you're focused on Indigi-Earth and work that you're doing, like you said, it's not all about you, but then you have brothers and sisters out there watching you on your journey. That in itself is inspiration for them to live their life, whether they're sign up for a football team or they're leaving high school about to thinking about going to university. I mean, there it is. We need success breeds success is what I'm talking about, Sharon, and I salute you. I congratulate you, and look, keep doing what you're doing, my sister, and you are paving the way for a lot of our people.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, and it is about all of us, and I don't own the knowledge that I have. It's to be passed on, and I owe that to our culture and our ancestors that have kept me here and kept me strong. Thank you.
Getting strong. My sister, all the best. You keep smiling, keep doing what you're doing, and enjoy the journey, sister.
Yeah, you're not cool.
Take care. Bye, Sharon.
Thank you. See ya.
Deadly yarn. Beautiful yarn. Sharon Windsor, her name is, executive chef, founder and CEO of Indigi Earth. And look, launching new dessert bar and a pop-up cafe in Sydney, kicking goals left, right and centre, and enjoying the journey in more ways than one. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? We're live here at the First Station radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumba Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong on National Talk Black. Too deadly.
Hurry up.